At 7:06, we have sunshine, but a somewhat nippy 51 degrees in Tulsa, warming to 84 for a high today. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. 1 year after a tornado ripped through Joplin, killing 161 people and destroying the city's high school, President Obama greets the class of 2012. He talked about how the graduates from Joplin High overcame the tornado's impact.
You're the source of inspiration today. To me, to this state, to this country, and to people all over the world.
Today marks the one-year anniversary of the tornado, the worst twister in U.S. history in 50 years. Now, when that tornado hit Joplin, it wiped out more than just homes and a high school. It took with it 5,000 jobs.
This job saved my life. Couldn't find a job, lost everything in the tornado.
Janet Carlson was just one of those put to work by Missouri's Disaster Jobs Recovery Program. Homes are being rebuilt now all over Joplin, and one of them is Dan Farrens.
I feel real strong that Joplin's going to come back and come back better than it was before. I mean, there's homes popping up all over the neighborhood.
Almost 5,000 building permits have been issued in Joplin since the tornado. Governor Fallon and leaders of the Oklahoma GOP-controlled legislature have reached an agreement on a $6.8 billion budget to fund state agencies for the upcoming fiscal year. Now, most agencies will receive essentially a flat budget, and critics say a flat budget will only put the state further behind. Meanwhile, Tulsa city leaders joined school leaders in calling for more funding for education in this state.
A resolution requesting lawmakers to boost school funding before the session ends this week is signed and sent to the Capitol. Tulsa City Councilor Karen Gilbert is behind the idea for the resolution.
I'm so hoping that our lawmakers down the turnpike will hear our concerns and do the right thing for our state, our citizens, but most importantly, our children, who are our future.
Mayor Bartlett and Councilor Gilbert were joined by superintendents from Tulsa, Union, and Jinx Public Schools in the call for additional funding from the state. From City Hall, Marshall Stewart, KWGS News.
Oklahoma City Police say at least eight people were wounded in a shooting incident just blocks from the Chesapeake Energy Arena last night after the Thunder's victory against the Los Angeles Lakers. Oklahoma City Police Captain Dexter Nelson says some scuffles broke out in a crowd of people walking toward the popular Bricktown district. Nelson says earlier reports of two suspects being arrested are not accurate. An Oklahoma soldier is killed in Afghanistan. 30-year-old Second Lieutenant Tobias Alexander is killed by a homemade explosive device. The Department of Defense says it happened on Sunday. The economic downturn did affect sales adversely at Tulsa's Mayfest for a couple of years, but this past year, things have greatly improved. That's according to one exhibitor, Daniel Regan.
You know, it's better, I think, in the last couple years than it was certainly in 08 and 09. It's certainly not on the up and up like it was maybe in turn of the millennium, 2000, kind of 2000, 2003 to 2003 time frame.
Regan attributes the upswing to an improved economy and good weather. 365,000 people turned out for this year's Mayfest in downtown Tulsa. Our weather forecast, sunny and warm, a high today of 84. It will be clear, mild tonight, 52 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, the warm-up begins with a high of 88, and on Thursday, sunny and, well, hot, a high of 90. National Weather Service radar is all clear this morning. Now, at 7:10, we have sunshine in 51 degrees. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.